touching our lips, and when it touches his lips, there's the cleansing and purification, but something else is happening. You're being set on fire. You will have a new message. You will be a burning one, burning brightly without burning out. You will be passionate about something. Something is burning in me. I cannot let this earth just die. I cannot see these things be broken out. Something is burning on my lips because I've seen him and I've seen you. That's not who you are. So in the middle of this imam, I see a peacemaker and that radical that tried to kill me for 6 years. I had to repent and come back. And now he's one of my closest friends. Because you don't treat people based upon their history, but their destiny. A couple of more things and we're going to have an invitation. And one of the servants, behold, this has touched my lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. I also heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I'm going to land with this. When his lips got touched with fire and he had a cleansing taking place, and I think I need some purification. I'm just apologizing because with what happened in the last couple of years, that's from COVID to CDC, Black Lives Matter, you go on all over the world. And I travel around the world in the middle of the chaos. But I started to say things and speak things that was not in alignment with heaven. And I had to go through a process to humble myself and allowing that coal of fire to touch my lips. And it's a process, but touch my lips with this. Let me be broken. And I still remember one of the radical imams that, this radical imam is the head of the Saudi stream in this country, of Islam. And we came to his headquarters and his son was on ventilator, found out he had broken his neck. And I thought, wow, if you, Jesus, if I get an opportunity to pray for him and he get healed, I know the whole royal family, everybody's going to know, and this is going to explode. And I didn't realize that God has to do something with me. And I came and eventually had favor to go with this imam to the hospital, and top leader, head of the political party, came and the son was then ventilated. I declared, I stood on the word of God, and I talked about healing in the covenant, in the kingdom, in the precious blood of Jesus. I did everything, and nothing happened. And a day later, I'm sitting in Islamabad at Marriott Hotel, totally brokenhearted. And I said, God, you had an opportunity to bring glory to your son yesterday, and I was pretty broken. And suddenly, the Holy Spirit whispered, Leif, why do you always love with a hook? Why do you love with an agenda? I don't love you with an agenda. And I've been studying John 17, 26 for 7 years. One verse, been drilling it. And it says, Father, Father, I've declared your name among them. I will declare it. The very love, Father, you have towards me, that love is going to be in them. And that's also, and then I in them, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So I've been studying that verse, but I didn't know the verse was studying me. And then the voice, and I have one son, Leif Emmanuel, maybe the only regret I have in ministry and life, that I was gone too much when he needed me. I was all over the wall. And I was just aching. I wish I could be with Leif Emmanuel. And the Holy Spirit, would you take your only son, Leif Emmanuel, let him be a vegetable the rest of his life on ventilator to exchange place with this radical Muslim. And I thought, I rebuked that voice. And it came again the second, third, fourth. And by the fifth time, I just wept and I said, I don't know how to love this way. And I sat there. Love just flooded over me. A Marriott Hotel. I never forgot. Waves of love. Waves of love just came over me. I couldn't do it. I cannot give something I don't have. And as this wave came into me, 15 minutes later, we got in a call. And they said, where's Dr. Leif? He calls me Dr. Leif. My name is Leif. He said, where's Dr. Leif? And my coordinator, he's right here. He said, no, I swear to Allah in Urdu. I swear to Allah, he was right here in my headquarters in a whole different city. And he told me he's going to the hospital. So while I am there at one with his love, experiencing this love, somebody sees me at the headquarters. Somebody, then I'm in the hospital and the son is taken off ventilator. And I was like, and I still remember God says, this is just like a little glass of water compared to the ocean of love that I'm about to pour out. And I know that's how the world is going to see who we are because of the way we love one another. And love is not weak. Yeah, you speak the truth in love. Love is very powerful. We heard Pastor Max saying that. I believe love. Love is the most powerful force. The Lamb in me. Don't underestimate the power of the Lamb. I have stood in the middle of 400 radical and see the atmosphere change because of the Lamb. But I know what they deserve. Can you place that on me, Jesus, so those Democrats can experience your goodness and kindness? I will die, lay my life down. I'm the Lamb. Let Barabbas be free. I take him place. Washing the feet of Judas that betrays me. As I have loved you, as I have loved you, love one another. I don't know if it is just me. Maybe there's somebody else in Minnesota. Maybe you here tonight. Is there anybody else that could need an upgrade in love? Because I cannot give something I didn't have. I may be pushing this, but I do believe that my heart is to get us into chair number one. I'm going to continue in my thing on Sunday, but if I can bring us back into chair number one, your marriage is into chair number one, the people coming in and praying from chair number one, prophesy from chair number one, love and live from chair number one, and then suddenly we see him where he is actually at and having this encounter. This is not a fear thing, it's a love thing. He's not upset with you, it's an invitation for you to come home. That's where you belong. And we've been abnormal for so long that when the normal happens, we think it is strange. Anyone here that has been in chair number two ever in your life? And if you didn't raise your hand, I'm going to walk in your shadow and everybody will be healed. Can we stand to our feet? And I'm just sensing this as a moment of sod. I felt that God says, I'm going to build an altar tonight. And it's going to be an offering tonight. And guess who is going to be the sacrifice? There's freedom, the place of total surrender to his love. It's the place of exchange. There's one little thing that he's doing in my life, and just being honest with you, that he's teaching me to love me the way that he loves me. And how does that look like? And I know here, us Scandinavians at least, we're not very good at that. And I'm just sensing it's a holy love that he wants to pour. Because some of you, I can even feel it now, some of the pain. I was actually here in St. Paul when one of the ladies was standing and she came up front and she couldn't even look at me. She screamed when she looked at me. And I asked, can I just give you the look of love? And she just started, ooh, she couldn't handle it. Later on, I was just went back to the hotel. I was at Redeeming Love and came out of my little hotel room and the lady was there, elderly lady. I just accidentally looked at her. She didn't have a chance to stop. And the eyes of love just went right in. And the next moment, she was on the floor in my hotel in the elevator. So the year later, I came back to the event and this lady came running up to me in the event. Said, remember me, I am the elevator lady. And I didn't remember. She hugged me, squeezed, and she told a story. And she had mental illnesses, all this medication, but at that moment, they're totally free. But since she was 5 years old, I'd been abused and gone through. And now at the age of 70, love went into the cracks of those foundations, like liquid love when I had a baptism of love in the year 2000. And this liquid love took this Norwegian. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit power. I'd seen 500,000 people saved by the year 2000. And still I was an orphan with a black hole in my soul. There was still love deficiency in my life. Areas that I was not comfortable with love. But then I had a baptism of love. I had been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And the baptism of love went into those deep. And love went into the cracks in my foundation and waves. And then I heard a voice from heaven that spoke, Leif, you're mine. And you're my beloved. You're my beloved son. Not servant. Not apostle. Not doctor. You're my beloved son. Son. Son, I love you, Leif. And I am well pleased with you. That moment, something broke in my life. I already have an A+ before I take the exam. I don't want to live from pressure when I can live from my Father's pleasure. Something changed in this Norwegian, and God starts to rewire me from love. Before, I went into this world out of duty. Now I went from delight. Now I go with Papa Jack on journey, Papa God on journeys all over the world as a little boy with a big papa. And I do strange things. I kiss people, hug people, even imams, and they kill you for it. But some of that little boy, they don't know what to do with a lamb. But they are not afraid of the lion. But when the lion shows up, justice comes in. And the girls are back in school on the border of India. We're restoring the girls back. We're restoring order back. Because the lion shows from the lamb's heart. the atmosphere starts to change. And I just felt tonight, is there anyone here that is hungry for a baptism of love, a fresh? And I just felt the whole altar today was going to be, this is between you and him, just come and kneel. And I just sensed it was going to release fire. First, the liquid love was going to come, and you're going to be, it's going to go into every area of life. Holy, it's a holy, 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 holy love. The liquid love of Papa, Papa, Papa. And he's restoring our childlikeness and our innocence back. This is no condemnation. It is an invitation. It is no condemnation saying, you know, you're not good enough. No, Jesus is good enough. This is not coming in and saying, I remember I came to the Father. I felt, I wish I've had this earlier. I wish I could have done this earlier. But I had his love, my son and my daughter. So I wish that. And he said, no, son. I'm using all these things out for good. So even if there's no place in the altar, stay where you are. Let's just hold out our hands. And I just also sensing there's some, just feeling for some of you little girls, some of you ladies. I felt first for you. I just wanted to ask forgiveness for any one of you that had somebody that misrepresented love. And I'm a Norwegian, and maybe this is to some of the Scandinavian, but I came from a culture where affection was not normal. I came from a culture where my father provided well for me, but he didn't know how to say I love you or show affection. And some of you have had that, and some of you felt that you've come to Jesus and he is the safety, but what you didn't realize that Jesus came to show you exactly how Papa is looking like. And I felt that many of you have been unsafe from the Father because of father wounds. Sure, if some of you had a distant father, he was not there. Some of you had an abusive father, and you've been hurt. If you get close to intimacy, you're going to get hurt again. Joseph, you're also coming up and join us sing. Just join. But I'm just sensing right now that he's going to heal any of the father wounds, any of the father deficiency. And I saw Papa God. He said, hi, little girl. And he's restoring your dreams again. And I saw Papa God. He was just dancing with his little girl. And I saw this beautiful little girl with a white dress. And he said, will you dance with me? And then you stepped up on his shoes. And so much, I don't know how to dance this way. There was freedom in the dance. There was intimacy in the dance. And the Father, as you started to feel, something was healed. And this is just for you just to feel. This is feeling your heart. And then in one moment, he swirled you around. He brought you back to himself. And then I saw this picture. You looked up at his face and you looked at him. And at that moment, everything changes. You knew that I am beautiful. You knew that I am valuable. He doesn't tolerate you. He celebrates you. You are on Papa God's most wanted poster. It's not just that he loves you, but he wants you. And he likes you. And suddenly, something in that little girl becomes alive. And I just release in that healing, healing, healing of any father wounds. Some of the little boys, teacher, I'm just going to take a cover, but I saw some of us, including people like myself. I just, it's going to go deeper. And love is going to go into the roots. And he's going to love on you in such a way that you've never been loved before. His love is going to go deeper than it has ever gone before. It's going to melt you. You're going to be so overwhelmed by his love. It's going to heal. It's going to restore. It's going to renew. It's going to refresh. Whoa! But I saw this picture that he reminded me in the Philippines. And I had a vision. And in the vision, I was playing basketball. And I don't know anything about basketball. But in a vision, the enemy's team had black shirts and black socks and black pants. And I knew it represented the enemy. And my team had an international team. And the score was 89-87, and there was a large group of thousands of people watching, and the TV camera, the world was watching. And I'm saying to the people also that are watching on television, the Father is watching you right now. You posture your heart, you position yourself right where you're at. We saw that when I was on Sid Roth and released the baptism of love. I know stories all over the place where the love moved into the living rooms, changed marriages, changed life, and started to bring transformation. So he's not limited. Whoa, his love is not limited. So Father, I just saw that picture. In a moment, the ball was thrown to me. And I'm looking and I know I better score. Because if I don't score, we're going to lose and the enemy is going to lose. And right as I'm about to throw the ball, I heard, hey, hey. And I looked out in the audience and this man is there with a beard. And he looked at me and said, "That's my boy. That's my son, Leif. That's my boy. That's my son, Leif." And when I looked at him and he looked at me, I knew it does not matter if I score or do not score. What matters is my Father is well pleased with me. And I felt at that moment something set me free. He says, "Leif, you're going to score twice as much in life if you do not play from pressure but His pleasure. You're going to see more healings if you're not so worried. What if they don't get healed? What if this happened? You're going to see more miracles. You're going to see more of everything." And something set me free that before I take the exam, the Father is well pleased with me. That I'm living is not a word for risk and faith. So Father, I just want to release for many. It's not just for the boys or for the men, but I'm sensing here, many of us have had this pressure to perform, feeling that if I do that, the Father's going to be well pleased. And I'm here with good news. He's already well pleased with you. You already have an A+. Before you do anything, you have an A+. So it's time for you to go out and start to enjoy Him. So as we worship, I'm going to go around and we're going to release over you and, this ministry. But I'm just sensing that, He's building an altar, the fire of God is going to start to touch us. And the angels have these tongues of fire from the altar and it's going to touch our lips. Holy, holy, holy. Worthy, worthy, worthy. And it's maybe going to burn a little bit, but it's going to be good because you're going to start to be on fire again. Whoa. And the joy is coming back. The freedom is coming back. Father, I just thank you for your little girl. Your little girl. Father, I just thank you as your little girl just climbs up on Papa's lap. It reminds me of my little girl, Lila. Baba, Baba, Baba. That is melting the Father's heart. Let her rest. Just let her rest in it. Father, I just honor this Papa of the house. Honor my new brother and my new friend. Father, I just thank you. Thank you for this incredible brother of mine. Just the gift that he is and the gift that he has. And the picture I saw over you, Mac, it was almost like, Papa, God gave you a piano. I don't think it has anything to do with piano, but that was the picture I saw. And that was his gift to you. But I saw how you mastered that piano, how you practiced that piano. That was, your gift to Papa God. And I just sensed even in this season that he's going to restore and redeem. Was it? There it is. Papa. Papa. That childlikeness. Papa. Father, just
let your love.